Lincoln gives his president's speech, Roseville, California, Wednesday, September 22nd, 1948.
County. It is again my privilege to present to you the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Mr. Mayor, citizens of this great city in California, it's a pleasure to see you. And I'm glad to be able to say a word or two to you this afternoon. I hadn't expected to do that. They told me that the train would not stop here in the beginning, but it seems that you had enough influence with the Southern Pacific Railroad to get it stopped. I want to say to you that I think very highly of your mayor, and I think you ought to elect him to the state senate if that's what he wants to do. Although I don't know what you're going to do for a mayor. I'm very much interested in this valley. Last night in Salt Lake City, I outlined some principles on public power and public power transmission lines. And those policies are the policies of the Democratic Party and have been ever since the Democratic Party got control of the government back in 1932. It's been our policy to develop these great valleys in the country and to develop these valleys in the interest of the people. These investments, they're not loans, they're not gifts. These investments in the control of the water resources of this part of the world are for the benefit of the people in this part of the territory. And when those water resources are used for power purposes, the people ought to be able to obtain that power at the same cost that it comes from the dam. I don't think anybody ought to share in your investment for that sort of amounts to. This Republican do-nothing, 80th Congress, tried to choke you to death in this valley by cutting off appropriations that would have provided for public power lines so that power could be brought to those municipalities who want to buy direct from the government. They did that with a matter of forethought. The City 80th Congress is a special interest Congress, and it represents the Republican Party. And the Republican Party always has been a special interest party. Now, if you have your own best interest at heart, on Election Day, November the 2nd, you will make it a point to turn out and vote. In 1946, two-thirds of you didn't vote. And you got this special interest control Congress, and you got just what you deserve because you didn't go and exercise your franchise. And you get it again if you don't do it the fifth time. Now I won't feel a bit sorry for you. I sincerely hope that all of you will bear that in mind. Most important thing in this country is the free ballot. You're the government. The people of the United States are the government. But when you don't exercise the privilege that you have as a citizen, and you get bad government, then you haven't anybody to blame for it. So don't forget that on November the 2nd, if you believe that the paramount issue in this campaign is the special interest against the people, you'll go and vote a straight Democratic ticket and save the country. That's what I hope you'll do. I hope you'll join me in this crusade to keep the country from going to the dogs. Would you like to meet my family? Well, I'll first introduce the First Lady, Miss Truman. My daughter Margaret.
Democratic Central Committee Chairman of the State of California, Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Mayor Johnson. I just want to say that it's been a great pleasure for me to be with the President on his visit to California. The President's job is to get to you, the people, and you've had the chance to see him. Let's hear what you think about the President. Thank you very much.
In behalf of the people of Placer County, I want to thank you, Mr. President, for coming here and stopping and giving us this most timely message. Yeah.